Hello.
Hello.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Respected listeners.
Hello.
Respected watchers.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Shall we start off with some smoothness?
Okay.
So, it's been a while. No, it's not been a while.
How long has it been?
Like the last time was
feels like the last time I seen you was yesterday.
True. Maybe.
So, since it's been a really chill podcast today.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
We decided not to like corona-fy it.
Because I feel like every day we've been too much corona.
It's too much corona going out there, man. Too much.
It's like corona.
Even though like places are chilling out now, but it's still too much. I guess let's move on from corona.
Corona should be left behind.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking.
I wish you could like go to like a physical form of corona, like yeah. The corona god. Like, please tell your minions to get out.
There was this meme on Instagram when I woke up today. It was like, you know, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Back in her, you know, that Toxic Days and.
Oh yeah.
What was the other one called? That her in a school uniform, like really slutty school uniform. Me baby mom. Oh, I think that's it. Yeah.
Maybe.
So it's like she was doing one of that tours.
Okay.
And it's like the caption is like, when a country starts to open up, ease on corona pandemic measures.
Yeah.
And then she slowly turns around and then it's like, corona. Okay, bitch. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Wait, like a second wave.
Yeah.
That's funny. True, man.
So.
Oh, yeah, true. Everyone is on about. Fuck corona.
I mean. Huh. This is one of our more personal podcasts, isn't it? For
hence,
people to know what we should, we are, what we do, how we eat, how we shit.
Exactly. Hence, you have like the music of the gods playing in the background.
Jazz.
You like blues?
I do like blues. I mean, which blues? Like the black people blues?
The American.
Because the original R&B is rhythm and bass or rhythm and blues, right? What is it?
Yeah.
But R&B music is
rhythm and blues.
The original one.
Oh.
And then eventually it changed to the new shitty R&B that we're hearing right now.
I see.
Yeah.
I thought it was like something to do with like rock and something.
Rock and boobs.
Rock and boobs. I guess, yeah. From the music videos back then, yeah.
I mean,
I guess you have a point, man. R&B. I never thought about that, but yeah. I mean, blues is good, yeah. It has some sorrow in it.
It's actually originally was rhythm and blues. Who started was actually
the African Americans.
So they obviously they have rhythm.
Oh yeah, true.
Like they're the only people I have seen. I don't think I have ever seen a black guy or a black person who can't jam to a rhythm. Whereas if you give us a normal tune and it's a white person or
like
an
the
Indian,
whole race is musically gifted.
yeah, it's musically gifted, man. Like they are gifted really well in every sense. They're like gifted with their.
I guess it has to do with culture as well, man. I guess they're more like. I guess we grow up in like. Okay, no.
It was we do
culture.
I think it's because they are grown up. Like with Asian things, like with Asians, we're like, what? Our music is more classical style, and it's cool. It's like, but the thing is, we don't choose to do anything that we want to do. We are we're made to choose.
That's also the
you know,
maybe like, I guess maybe just like inbred in India.
Yeah, it's like if you're
wait,
if you're
did
like
I say inbred? That's the wrong word, I guess.
Indicted,
yeah.
Inbred. See, one of the things I've noticed is like, if you're Asian or mostly Indian, but like the older generation I'm talking about, like our age people, right? And I mean, I'm not saying everyone, but mostly. You know, I remember like if I went and told my dad or my mom in that sense, like, hey, I want to do horse riding. I don't know, that's the game. I want to
coming to horse riding, the. Like when I was growing up and like came to like 10th grade or something when we had like sex ed, like biology, when it came to like reproductive biology.
Yeah.
Basically, I remember reading this that, you know, because there's a social stigma of like, you know,
the social hierarchy.
Stigma of like, you know, tone hymen. is you lose your virginity, but there are different other reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of them was horse riding.
You mean like different other reasons to lose your virginity?
No, I mean like.
Oh, you mean like if you tone your
high, yeah, like a tone hymen.
You have
like
had sex.
Yeah. I mean that's a stigma. Like,
yeah, stigma.
If you
yeah.
see your tone or hymen.
Yeah.
I mean, not see. If you don't see it. Yeah. No.
If you don't see any blood when you put it in first time, that means you are.
No. Just in general, like okay, like you know those like high conservative societies where like you know they have the lady to check whether the girl is like.
They used to, I think they still do.
It was like
not the high society, it's like the worst.
And those very conservative ones.
Conservative ones.
Yeah,
I think those a lot ones, of Muslims yeah. still are into that. Muslims and Hindus.
Maybe, yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. And plus, it was a royal thing. Even the royals used to get that. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, like.
They should have checked their kings, man. Imagine guys at a virginity checker. You couldn't, like, how would you know if a guy's a virgin? You can't.
Exactly.
Feel but, back,
when
yeah,
I was
like,
when I was young, a friend of mine told me that guys. Have like a hymen.
What?
In the sense, this is what he said. He's like, we both were young. I mean, we all were young. We were like 7th grade or something, like 7th standard. So basically, he was like, the skin
mm-hmm.
of our like
yeah,
penis,
the foreskin basically.
Not foreskin, the skin, oh. just the skin. The whole shaft
uh-huh.
of the penis, the skin, it has a thin membrane, and when you when you have a to and fro motion,
yeah.
like when you like jerk it so as to speak,
uh-huh.
it tears away that skin, and that's when you lose your. And I'm like,
makes no sense.
I know.
You're like, what? That means if you jack off, you...
exactly. That's my point. I'm like, we jack off. That's it. I'm not even a virgin.
It's like that's like saying, can a girl lose their virginity to a girl? Put it in. Yeah. I mean, the basically the purpose of the hymen, the physiological purpose, is apparently it's an eternal mystery.
Oh, mystery!
Because no one really knows what it's there for, right? So supposedly, it said it doesn't seem to have a specific function, but rather it's thought that the hymen tissue remains as a vestige of vaginal development to keep germs and dirt out of the vagina.
Germs,
but then.
Evolution.
The hymen's
huh?
is... Oh, yeah, it is, actually. It's... Yeah. It's just before... I think it's basically like... Maybe back then people didn't have underwears or something, you know. You don't want shit going in there without...
So evolution thought of another way.
Yeah.
Maybe, true.
I mean, like...
But evolution is very funny, like, I mean...
People... No, evolution... this is... I don't think this was evolutionarily there. If you were just born with it, right? And then it's just like... evolution just they just didn't get rid of it. If it was evolution, that should be gone by now because we don't use hymen anymore.
True, but the thing is like the thing of evolution, like they say it's quite vibrant in the animal kingdom. Like if you see
in animal kingdom it is,
it's like, but, and it makes sense.
Yeah,
like I was watching a documentary the other day. It's like the giraffes,
mm-hmm.
the reason they have long necks
yeah.
is because their diet only consists from like leaves of a tree that's barked up high. Perched up high. And then basically evolved, you know, throughout the years, basically, you know, I guess they are like trying to reach them.
To reach
like, and then God is like, okay, whoop. And now, yeah, they have long. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, they, until this day, they don't eat anything else. They just eat those leaves, apparently.
Mm.
But
yeah, I've seen that actually. They don't really they don't grease down.
And like their tongues are dark because for sun, because if you've seen a giraffe, they always have their tongue sticking out apparently. And it's only the front bit of their tongue
front
is like blue
tongue,
black.
Blue black, yeah.
Because for sun protection. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense because you're high up there, closer to the sun rays. So yeah, that's okay, yeah.
Evolution does make sense. But I just don't like if humans have evolved in a sense that we came from monkeys or anything, you know?
Yeah.
That's not monkeys, sorry, chimpanzees or apes, they call it.
Yeah.
We have resemblance to them.
True.
But we're not evolved from them. I mean, we're always humans.
Oh, okay.
Human evolution may have changed in a sense that, like, we are, I mean, like, you know, we're more fine touch people now.
True.
Back then, because now you use a lot of things that needs more fine touch or fine precision stuffed things. But then, if you think about it, all the like the ancient, you know, they call it the ancient history, which is like the Egyptians, the old Incans, Mayans. They're all ancient history.
Yeah,
this is supposedly before Christ happened, right? BC. So it's a long time ago, BC, and this is even went long time back. So that means evolution must have happened way long time, because if you look at all the art, if you look, okay, say if you go around the period of the ancient India is like, it's not the India right now. I mean, it's mostly India, and then half of like all of Persia, all that was technically ancient India. And all around these places, they have fine artwork done by hands. Like, you know, these sculptures and all these stuff that's on temples and everything done by hands. Like and the then also, and then you have all these Greek structures, you know, Greek. Okay. But then some of the Greek ones are recent because it's mostly like people that we know about.
Yeah.
It's mostly after Christ, I think.
Okay.
Not exactly after Christ, but it's more recent.
Yeah.
But, and also if you look at Egypt, all of these stuff that's been made precise to the point of people's faces and everything, it's done by hand and it's very fine stuff. So you can't have been like dumb.
Precision is lost.
Yeah,
precision.
Yeah. So we can't have been that dumb to be this thing. So we must have evolved in a sense that we've been much better.
True.
Way long ago, and what we are right now, I don't think. I feel like we might have evolved less now because people are not as smart as they used to be once. I think.
Dude, we have an app for everything. We have made life too easy.
That's the problem.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna have something later.
No, that's the problem. Like, when you know, when there is no challenge to do things,
you're not using the stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you even like care for like in the sense like, obviously you don't use. I suppose, I grew up not using my right arm for some reason. I don't know. I didn't use it at all. I guess.
You would never know what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, and plus, I guess my body will sooner or later realize, okay, this guy's not using this arm. Let's see his kid. Like, I get a kid, God forbid, I get a kid without a right arm. But like, yeah, I'm saying, like, yeah, if you don't use it, I guess evolution will remove it off eventually, so.
Eventually, yeah.
I guess.
That's one of the biggest things.
True. Anyways, back to our personal plan stuff for this podcast. Yeah, we were thinking of like talking about like medicine in general, like in the sense why we the whole medicine spectrum are evolved like surrounding medicine. So I guess
so our childhood up until right now, and why and when and who
childhood
made
I
us.
Think we can do it another. We'll make that. We'll
okay, why, okay. So do you think just why we chose medicine?
Yeah, like the first thing I have around here is like why we chose medicine. No, wait. Initially, before medicine. So prior to medicine. What were your three options prior to medicine?
I never had three options. I just had one option.
Medicine?
Not for myself.
Oh, okay.
From my parents, it was just medicine. From my parents, it was just like, even from a younger age, they were really smart. They were used to be like, blah, blah, blah. If you're a doctor, you have high status in the community.
Oh, yeah. That's
if you're a doctor, you do this. If you're a doctor, you can sit at home and bitches come to you. I mean, personally, I've never been that attracted to money.
Oh.
As in, obviously you need money. Money makes the world go around. It is true. If you don't have money, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that I want to be poor, but what I'm saying is like, have money, but I'm not interested in making so much money. Like,
okay.
What is the point of all that?
Like, have enough money so as to have bread and butter.
Bread and butter, and at least have a good
life. I never got that phrase, you know, bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
you can't live on bread and butter.
Exactly, like dinner, bread and butter. Yeah. Breakfast, bread and butter. I'm like, what? That's the depression.
Damn British people with bread and butter. No, so what happened is like, I was in my mom and dad, they're both in the medical field.
Oh, okay.
So I think but it's just my mother's side, it's mostly towards medical field. My dad's side is all. No, my mom's is actually they're all different types. So like lawyers, engineers, blah blah blah. But there was I remember there was this time when being an engineer was looked down on because there were so many engineers passing out and they were being jobless.
True.
But the thing
true.
Is people you can call anyone an engineer. Like if you're a computer engineer, that's an engineer. If you're an architect, you're also an engineer. Yeah. If you're a DJ, audio engineer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you can base your engineer term, it's a very broad spectrum, and then people misuse that.
Okay.
So there was a time where, I think it was mostly in India, where there was a lot of unemployment in regards to engineers. Because I think there is so many.
No, yeah, true.
If you do BTech, you're
like,
an engineer.
You're an engineer, you end up as a salesman.
Yeah, you end up as a salesman, door-to-door thing.
Yeah.
So
too
I
many
remember,
engineers.
Yeah, I've always had interest in building, like construction, like architecture.
Oh, okay.
So I loved doing that. And I remember, like, in, even in high school, I did one of my minors were product design.
Product design.
And then I also like filmmaking, but if you're Asian, especially Indian, you tell your mom and dad you want to be into movies and filmmaking. First thing they give you is that look, and the second thing is that slap that comes after the look. So I was really into filmmaking. So what I would do was I would sneak off, like during. I mean, I wouldn't not sneaking off. It was actually I wouldn't tell my parents that I would be doing stuff in like film school or like or like, you know, learn filmmaking, not like drama classes, not that shit. Like I wanted to like learn filmmaking, and most of the acting experience that I learned was from, you know, when you watch people, like actors, really good actors, and then you it's called method acting. You watch
method acting, yeah, exactly.
And then you watch them, see how they are. So. And then I did media studies as one of my other minors in high school before I finished. And I did those two things was kind of my really... I put more effort into these than medical-related field stuff, like biology, chemistry, and that stuff in school when I was in school.
Okay.
And after I finished high school, I remember like my first year of... Like after I finished high school, I was waiting... You know, in to get into med school is quite hard.
Exactly.
Like you do a lot of
especially in the West,
you do a lot of stuff, and then if you don't get in, that's it. And in where I came, where I was studying, it was only one option. One, you can only apply once. After that, you have to apply. If you want to apply again, you have to do like a graduate entry kind of thing, like do a degree, stuff like that. So once I thing is, when you spend so much time trying to get into med school and you don't get in, that makes you like you give up. You know, you just you're like fuck.
I get it. Yeah,
you know, I just can't be bothered with this anymore. So that's what happened, and then I was like, you know what, I'll just finish with that. That completely throughout my 4 years of university, my initial degree, I would never thought about doing medicine.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, you know what, I had my life planned out. Let's do this, do that. But I was more interested in like filmmaking and all that stuff. So we used to do like short films. We had like film festivals and like, so we used to like make short films with my friends, give our entries in, do that, stuff like that. So I learned a lot about filmmaking. In that sense, that's why even now, that's why I like photography. That was one of my other things. So like, was that architecture or photography? So I initially thought maybe after I finish this degree, maybe I could do something architecture-wise.
Oh, like still be
something that
like
I can...
Like a Necker's Atlas.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah.
For, so, for all those who are not medical related, there's like an atlas of pics and like carriages of the organs. It's called Netus. I mean, like, that's a dude. He's an artist and...
He's a doctor. He's an actual doctor.
Doctor, but he was but a good artist. So he kind of made that a whole atlas on like... I think, you know, I heard he went through like 700 or like 400 bodies. Like, you know, just like cutting open and cutting like open. Whatever. Blue dry.
I watched I think it was a video of him his initial days of him sketching a lot of stuff, and to be honest, if I if you compare Netter's anatomy stuff to anyone else's, it's very very good, very easy to understand, and for students. So he spent his life and time well.
That's a good marriage between your life, career, and your hobby
or your talents. And so, the thing about talents is like you can have a talent but you need to enjoy that talent.
True.
Otherwise you would give up on life.
Yeah, you gotta use it. I mean, otherwise I guess, you know, and I grew up, I mean, when I was growing up, they used to say if you don't use your talent well you get punished by God. I'm like, what? For not doing something you get punished by God? Balls. But now I actually can see it, like, if you are good in something,
do it.
Yeah. If not, what's the point? It's like,
well, the problem is
like God gave you something and you're like, fuck it.
The problem with talent is like, okay, you have a talent with something, say even playing music or whatever. Like, a lot of the talents, you're not born with it. You have to like improvise upon it and do better.
Exactly.
And you need that push initially, right?
Yeah.
Say, one of the biggest things in the Indian community, I would say, when it comes to like these extracurricular activities or such as talents. I mean, I'm saying do not include the talents such as studying. That's not a talent.
Yeah, Indian parents, studying is not a talent.
Yeah, we have to do it. We have no other choice.
Yeah, it's part of life.
Yeah. So, like, our parents don't really push us for that talent. Say you went to your parents and you're like, Mom, Dad, I want to play a piano. They don't give a fuck. Yeah. They'd be like, okay, you have a piano in the corner of the house, play it. Like, bitch, how am I meant to...
Like, they don't think of it as a career choice. Like, can't be a pianist.
Yeah. Okay, fun thing is like you can't learn something on your own. You can't learn to read music. I'm not Beethoven or fucking.
Yeah, true.
Who else is good there? I don't know, Beethoven's uncle or something. Whoever it is, maybe. So, like, you need that. The thing is, with talent, you need to be pushed for it.
True.
And with most.
You need to discover it, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, with most. I'm talking about most Indian parents. Okay. Whether it be the money or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if it is not. Now, we have YouTubes and everything. Everything's online. Now, there's more chance of us doing
it's
things.
Easier, yeah.
But when we were younger, we had dial-up internet, bro.
Oh, dial-up, man. Those
so,
days.
Those pictures used to take a while to load up. So, imagine videos. So, in a sense, people are a lot more. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, the reason why a lot of the talents have been kind of dead. Unless you are. Say. You're in the situation where you're allowed to go out. You weren't even allowed to go outside for more than certain amount of hours. They'd be like, why? You know, it was constantly frowned upon.
Yeah.
They're like,
when we heard the word like, oh, curfew and all with this quarantine, we were like, okay, cool. Back in the days, white people were like, oh, curfew? What is this? Is this some kind of torture? No, we were used to it.
We Indians are like...
People in Asia and all, like, your parents were like, curfew, come back by 9. If you don't, you see.
Yeah. So we're like, bitch,
it's
please,
like,
this
it's
is
not
nothing
a Western
new.
Term, like, curfew. Curfew is like...
That's it. So
true.
That was one of the things. And then after I finished my degree, one of my best friends at the time, well, he still is my best friend, not at the time. As in, he put the idea of, like, let's do medicine.
Oh, okay.
And I think we had a talk. You know, one of those talks when you're having a couple of...
Yeah.
Couple of beers.
Mm.
It wasn't beer. I don't know what we were drinking, but it was good something. And we're chilling, and he was like, bro, why don't we just do medicine? Let's try it again. And then... That's how the idea went back into my head.
Okay.
And obviously, when you go to an Asian parent and be like, mommy,
medicine.
Daddy, medicine. That's all they care about.
Take
they
my
hear,
money.
Yeah, they hear medicine. They're like, we don't care if you fucking die. You're doing it. No problem. So, in a sense, I think it's, you know, some of the things when they say, what's meant to be is meant to be kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fate or whatever, destiny or whatever shit they tell.
I see.
So, here I am. And,
medicine.
Medicine, it is so...
5 years in.
Yeah. What about you, man? Was it same for you or was it...
Okay, what the question... Okay, yeah. So, before initially medicine... I had three options before getting into
you
medicine.
You chose it or your mom and dad chose it?
No, me.
Oh, you chose it?
Yeah, me in general.
Were they disappointed with any of those choices?
No, actually, it was kind of normal. Those
really?
Choices. Like, oh, actually, yeah, it was excited. It didn't make any Indian parent go wet, like. But, like, hear me out. Initially, pilots.
Ooh, that's
because I used to love planes. I
my
love
brother
planes.
Wanted to be a pilot.
Yeah.
And if there was one time even I was interested in becoming a pilot.
Oh,
but then I realized I never did physics.
Oh.
And to become a pilot, a minimum requirement is physics.
Dude, this my pilot thingy was before I entered the world of physics. So
really?
After I entered the world of physics, I was like, that's gone. But still, yeah, I mean, no, I used to, like, where I grew up, I used to live right, like, still, like, close by to an airport.
Mm-hmm.
So there was all the, like, planes coming in and out. So whenever a plane used to come out, I used to, like, no matter what I was doing at that time, like, I would just, like, randomly drop everything,
mm-hmm.
go in the balcony,
mm-hmm.
and actually stare at the plane until it went went above.
You had one of those really good interest in those.
Yeah, like, no, not interest. I think, yeah, just fascinated, like, something big flying in.
Flying
like,
around, yeah.
Oh, I was, like, I just knew, I literally used to, like, follow, like, schedules and actually, like, look up.
The next flight is.
Yeah, like, when the next flight.
Shit.
Like, yeah, I used to, like, actually, used to know them, like.
That's
so,
interesting. You know, this is what we call proper interest.
Yeah, that I was like actually intrigued in like pilots, but then you know, as I said, physics came in, and then I was like, fuck that. And then the next one, I grew up as a Catholic.
Uh-huh.
I am still a Catholic.
Okay.
I grew up as
I'm now
still Catholic.
Into...
So the second one was being a priest. Don't laugh.
Oh my god, no way.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, you do know Catholics can't have sex.
Huh?
I mean, priests, Catholic priests have to be celibate through their whole life.
Oh, I knew that all. I was like,
what?
Like,
how old were you when you chose to be a priest?
It was like around
6
till 7? The 8th grade of standard.
So you were like 10, 12.
That was when 8. I was like, priest is not.
I can forgive you.
But I was like, solid Catholic. like before that, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be a priest, I'm gonna be a priest.
Did you
because I used to, like, you know, with my sisters, when we were young, like, and parents used to go for work and all, and we were just at home, like, doing nothing. I used to, like, ear chips, like banana chips, it's a good, I mean, South Asian thing, like banana chips, or like anything that looked circle.
Oh, okay.
I used to be like, body of Christ, come here. Come here, sister. Come here. Take body of Christ. And I should, like, make them go and... I have three sisters. Yeah. I have three sisters. So I should, like, make them, like, repeat, fast. Body of Christ. Come again. Fast. I should, like, go on, like, for, like, 2 hours, just, like, randomly giving them banana. They're like, oh, I'm full. Like, no, come here, body of Christ. But, I mean, I still have respect for that field. I mean, given the fact, I mean, I know there's, like,
you need to study a lot.
You need to, like, focus a lot, and, like, it's a lot of sacrifice. And I still have respect for
it. Theology is quite a intense subject, isn't it? Like, you learn a lot.
It's not just learning. It's like living it. Yeah. History, and you have to, like,
I could ever do that, man. Like, to be such a, like, by becoming a priest, you're quite strict, right, into doing everything. Like, I think if I ever became a priest, I would probably be, even if I'm, like, you know, thinking about, I don't know, something bad, like, you know, if I see a nice car and I'll be like, I want to ride it. bad thought, you know. You know what I mean by it.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure priests and all, they still have those thoughts and all, but I guess it's being a priest is more like showing the world that you're committed. Like, I know there are some priests that are like,
I can show you the world.
Like, I mean, it's not just priests.
Oh, now religious, I see. Now,
you know,
I see
there
why.
Are many people who kind of exploit, you know,
I'm
the name
so sorry
of religion.
I'm saying this, but you know how you said, I can show you the world?
Yeah.
By priests.
Oh.
Now I know why there's so many allegations against them.
Ah.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
That's the thing. Like, even though there's, like, a lot of, you know, blah, blah bullshit going out there based on, like, you know, priests. And not just priests, religious leaders, like imams and pundits or whatever.
Every one of them has problems.
Yeah, like,
and they'll hide it.
Yeah.
You know these Devjis and Gurujis?
Exactly. I still respect
that profession, yeah,
because it's a lot of commitment and you sacrifice a lot, and to be committed to that is not easy. It's easy to just say and easy to laugh, but, you know, I still have respect, even though that dream of being a priest.
That's one of the reasons why, if you look at society, like, I don't know about society in general, but in India especially, like, if you're a doctor, I mean, if you're a priest, a teacher, or any of these kind of things, you're respected very well in society.
True.
And I think they know the amount of effort and amount
it
of
is a
dedication,
lot, yeah, dedication
they put into such
effort,
of these things.
Blah, blah.
And one of the big things when you were saying this, I've realized it's the values of each of these professions has degraded in Western countries.
True. I mean, it's still preserved in the East, but
in the West,
the West is kind of
it's degrading because we would, like, if you go to the Eastern countries, teachers are actually treated really well. They have respect. Teachers, police officers, all they have, you scared of them, you have respect.
True.
There's difference between respect and scared, right? Being feared. But the thing is, you have this respect. Whereas if you look at the Western countries, they don't. Even priests don't have that much respect.
Exactly.
Teachers don't even get any respect.
I mean, all the small professions are kind of like, I get it, but the same thing goes on. I think we can speak about religion in some other podcast, but like, one point I want to say is, like, I feel every religion goes through phases. And, like, first phase is obviously you establish the religion, you have the principles, values, rules all made up. I mean, not made up, made.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, established and, like, implemented. Then you have the phase of spreading.
Yeah.
So, like, a good way of that phase is, like, in medieval Europe, you had the conquistadors, you know, the
Dark Ages kind
of. Yeah, I mean the.
Oh, you mean the Crusades?
The Crusades, and all those. They would go out and, like, implement,
yeah.
Hook or crook, whether you you said no, dead.
Yes.
And it was, like, strict, so you had to, like, so it was implemented. And then you had the phase of just, like, okay, following everything, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, living in terms of, like, the religion's values and principles. And then you have a plateau phase. That is the plateau phase, and then you have a decline. Mm-hmm. So right now, I feel it's Europe declined. And just the West in general is just declining. And this goes with all religions.
Yeah.
So you can say Christianity is like kind of in that phase. I mean, the decline.
Christianity
phase.
Is in decline.
Right yeah. Now. But
you know, we can actually cover this topic in detail true. In next podcast. I mean, in another podcast.
True.
But I'll let you finish off right now. And
yeah.
Then
no. We'll... I just wanted to say like yeah, Christianity is what you can see, but newer religions like Islam and like Sikhism. They are not yet in that phase, but maybe later on.
It's yeah, but I don't want to say anything right now. I want to like improve upon this later on. As in, like, I want to add on to this, but that's okay. It's a good, really good topic.
Yeah. So,
you said initially you wanted to be a pilot, and
priest,
priest, and then doctor.
Doctor came up like towards the end because
I sucked. What was the third one?
Yeah.
Oh, third one was doctor. Oh, so it was there.
I mean. Look, I used to draw and like sketch, and I do come from a family of like artists,
mm-hmm.
and like I have like a few artists in the family. But so art was always there, but I never saw it as like a career option, like being an artist, yeah. like being like one of my.
To be honest, being an artist is not really a career option. Like to make it big is.
Yeah, no.
To survive off it is hard. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard. Survive is kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that, and. Yeah, I knew, like, the third one, being medicine, came very late because I knew maths wasn't for me. Like, oh, maths was like, oh, my goodness. I remember, this is a true thing, like, I finished my high secondary, like, the last exams before graduating high school. So, the last exam, the last exam was maths.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematics or math, if you're... I don't know why the Americans call it math.
Math.
Math. I'm like, it's mathematics.
Because math is singular and mathematics is plural, is it not? Something like that?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know. Americans are weird.
But why? Like, it's mathematics. The short form of that is maths. It makes sense because yeah. It's an S, it's plural. And they, math. Oh, when I see those American teachers, math.
After math and calculus. Who the fuck does calculus, bro?
Just call it in math. If you use mathematics, you won't be using calculus. Yeah. You're extra. You'll be like, okay, yeah, but
basically. Halfway around the world, you're like, what the fuck is calculus?
So, yeah, math is kind of triggering. But anyways, basically, maths was my last exam. And I remember... We had a exam center. We had to like go to another school to write that exam. So I remember going in, and I knew maths was never meant for me. Never. It was like that whole exam, the whole ordeal of studying through it was like pain and everything. So I was like, fuck it, let's go with it, finish it off. God is on my side. So I go in the morning of that day, and you know, I was seeing like all my other friends. I thought like we'll just chill and just like talk. But everyone was like discussing or like blah 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 previous year questions. I don't know, like previous question banks of like different years and all that. I'm like, okay, let them speak. Go write my exam, and it was the worst exam experience ever. Like I did not even recall completing an answer. I mean, completing a question all the way to the point of the final answer. Never. All the way through, like maths is all about like steps and all that. No, until you find the final. X or Y or whatever, blah blah, like alphabets coming to math sucked basically, algebra and all that bullshit. But anyways, nevertheless, I don't recall completing a whole question, and there are different stages of questions. Yeah, the 1 mark, 7 mark, 3 marks, 4 marks, or 7, you know, the higher. Not even one. It was so horrible. The bus journey back, I think was the funny thing. We were in the bus. There was a guy, and I think his maths exam went bad as well. So he was like, before we started the bus, he's like, everyone, we are done with school, because it was the last exam. We're done with school. Let's not talk about this exam. Let's all like relax and enjoy. We're done with school. The moment the engine started of the bus, everyone, hey, what did you get for number 5? Hey, what did you get for number 6? I'm like, oh, bullshit. They are like, the worst part is like, you try to close your ears, but you can't, because you'll still hear so someone being like, oh, I got X plus Y plus 3. I'm like, fuck, that was an X and Y. Like, you know,
it's like you're writing, your answer could be like X plus Y equals Z. Exactly. Like, and mine was like Anchorage. What? Nothing.
I was like, whole digits. It was horrible, basically. And
is that when you realized there were X and Y's in the whole exam? I thought it was just numbers.
I blame the Americans. They brought calculus. But nevertheless, it was a long wait for our final results. Like, it was about 2 months. Mm-hmm. And I remember after the exam, I went up to my dad, and he's a big maths fan.
Oh.
He loves maths in general. So I was like, look, I just wrote the exam. Prepare. If something goes bad, just prepare. I'm telling you right now. Don't blame me later that I didn't tell you that I sucked in maths. He's like, okay, I understand. 2 months come by, and the day before the results got announced, I was like, I didn't do nothing. That my mood was so off, and like I remember, I started the day before at 9 o'clock in the evening,
waiting for the exam.
Yeah, I mean, I think the results. Yeah, the results was going to be announced like 6 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And the day before, 9 o'clock in the evening, I started like praying my rosary beads. I was full on that back then, man. Trust me, I was like full on, okay? And it came to the point at 1 or 2 in the morning, okay? I kept on, like, I was full going at it, like, oh, please. And then, obviously, 1 or 2 in the morning, by then, I was exhausted. I was like...
Wait, don't you think... Can I ask you something, right? Like, I mean, not just you, even I do that, too. It's like, shouldn't we be praying before the exam
exactly.
being corrected?
Like, before the whole, I mean, I know it's
kind of... Before the question's being corrected, not after the finish of the fucking transit.
I know, like, it sucks praying when you need...
Miraculously becomes an A from a B.
Like, when you actually need help, you turn to God. But, you know, it was those type of moments I needed. Like, because I didn't want to go to the... I didn't mind failing. I just didn't want to go to the ordeal of studying it all over again, man. That was the worst. So I was, like, praying. Oh, get my heart out, like, praying. And then by 1 or 2 in the morning, kept on continuously praying, by the way. I was just exhausted. I was like, God, please, give me a sign. Give me a sign that I'm going to pass. Please, I've been praying for the past, 6 hours? Please, not 6 hours, maybe 4 hours. Yeah, please, just give me a sign. I, your loyal servant, I just ask for just a sign. That's all I need. That's all I know, that I'm just going to pass. I'm not asking for 100. I'm not asking for, it was out of 100, the marks.
40%. Just the 40%.
Exactly. Just the 40%. Just enough. So I at least like clear the row, basically. I just want one sign. And at that same, I shit you not, that same move. You know the... old, I mean, now the air cons are more like the cylinder, but you know those box ones,
square ones,
square, yeah, the square, boxes, the box, yeah. ACs, yeah, yeah, yeah. The box air cons, yeah. You know, they had like a cover,
yeah,
like,
yeah. And you take it off,
and all that, yeah. Blah blah. I shit you not, but the moment I was like praying, give me a sign, that exact moment, I had an air con in my bedroom, the whole thing came down falling, like, and my laptop and my computer was right underneath, so it just like fell on top of that. And I took it as a sign, but not a good sign, because it fucking ruined my laptop. I mean, my computer. So I was like, oh shit, this is the sign. I was like, and I screamed like a girl, okay? My dad comes running. He knows I'm scared of like stuff easily. He's like, what happened? I'm like, he sees me with a rosary bead in the, like, looking towards a picture of Jesus Christ. I'm like, I saw a cockroach. I can't tell him, like, I was praying and got a sign and all. It was 2 in the morning.
What do you mean, saw a cockroach?
I don't know.
Did your dad not see the AC?
No, he was just looking at me. Yeah, I'm like, because he was also like Daisy and all. He just suddenly got up from sleep, right? He was also like half walking like that. What happened? And then I'm like, I saw a cockroach. Why you get scared? You're a grown boy. Can't you? Good night. Bye. Close the door. And I was like, oh,
bro.
I knew that was it. So I was like, okay. That's the worst part also. The moment I saw a sign, I got a sign. God is like, you might fail. I'm like, okay, bye. No more prayers for you. But shit, yeah. No, basically, after that, I felt sad. And I was like...
One question.
Yeah.
Just because you're Indian, I'm going to ask you. Or Asian. The AC fell and the computer broke too. What happened then? Who's getting the blame?
No, surprisingly... The
cockroach?
Surprisingly, the computer didn't break. It just fell and the like the monitor fell down, like tipped over.
What about the next morning when your dad came into your room?
But then I was like,
Okay, it would have been funny if he looked, if he seen you on your knees praying to God with the rosary bead, and then he looks towards the side. Imagine there's a Ouija board in front of you. I can explain that. I can explain.
First of all, you won't even know what's a Ouija board.
It's the, it's the number.
Let's
use it. Are you playing chess in the night?
Exactly.
Good son, good. Exactly. I want you to get
well. Yeah, then the morning came, and then because I slept, I overslept, and I get a call from my sister.
Ooh.
And I'm like, she's like, hey, congrats. I'm like, what? I'm like, congrats. And I'm like, for what? I'm like, you did well. And then I looked up my grades. I was like, completely brushing teeth, nothing, just like went on the monitor. I tipped it back up again, the monitor, and then like I searched up, and then basically I did like very well. And
in
like
math.
No, in like there are like five subjects. Uh-huh. I did in two of them I got in the 90s that
time. Ooh.
Yeah, like I was like, yeah, player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I did well in like three, and then two of them was okay-ish 70s. In the sense, like, one was physics, so I was okay, fuck it. No.
When you say you did well, you mean above 70s, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like 71.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah, because we're Asian, man. Yeah, let's keep it. Let's keep the high standards.
Yeah, 70s. Okay. It's actually good.
Yeah, it's good. That's an A.
Yeah.
In the UK.
But maths, I should be not. Passed it by one grade.
Ooh!
I'm 100% sure that I did fail it, but the corrector, the whatever, the guy who was in charge of correcting the scores, he's like, fuck this guy, man. This guy, I don't want to correct this guy's paper again. One mark, grace mark. Go, you pass. I don't want to see your paper again. So I'm like, till that day. You know, that whole thing boosted up my
confidence.
Not confidence, my religiousness. Maybe
thought
brought back priesthood. But then I was like,
the next day you wore one of those things.
A dog collar. A collar.
Yeah, dog collar, and had a rosary bead in your hands. Went downstairs and be like, mother, call me father.
Good one. I mean, after that day, I sworn to myself that I'm not gonna take anything to do with numbers. And here we are. I'm like, medicine. I took the science field, and I couldn't jump into like.
Once you go science, there's no going.
Yeah, once you go science, it's either medicine or like.
Yeah, something.
The numbers field.
Yeah. But even numbers field, you really need to do something on maths and physics.
Exactly. That's the thing. Less, yeah.
Otherwise, you're just like a dumbass sitting inside. Like, what's going on?
True. And what's next up in this? If not medicine, what?
If not medicine, I mean, like that, you chose. Why did you? How did you come here, though? That's the thing. Like, how? Why?
Me and plus also the same thing with you. You know, you said your friend was like, oh, let's do medicine. I also had a close friend. He was also like, oh, let's do. Yo.
Big T.
People don't know, but
people don't
Big
know.
T.
Big T.
They call him Big not for the reasons.
Not for the reasons that we think you are. Oh, you know when you think like, you know when we do a double meaning, when you say a joke or when you say something, it has double meaning, right? I was watching Family Guy the other day, and they were, you know, like Peter, Quagmire, all of the guys that were talking about, like, they're having this dream sequence. So they're all like, oh, guys, let's go to like, I don't know, like some city, some state in America. And they're like, because they throw beads. and then all the other ones except for the Quagmire has the same sort of a dream sequence. It's like they're throwing literally rosary beads to people, but then Quagmire's like just pulling on beads and it's just not ending. And then he goes, we all know what's happening. You all know what's happening. The kids don't, but we do. Get it up.
Quagmire, man, that's like, Quagmire is basically Family's guy initial plan to like go off like censored comedy.
Yeah.
But then I guess the network was like, no, you need to censor your shit. I'm like, okay, we'll keep Quagmire as a spirit of originality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that was our initial plan. But he's funny. He's very low-key.
Yeah. Like, that's, and then what about any plans for the future? I mean, we're all finishing up soon, as in we're finishing our medical student career.
If
soon.
Not medicine, what?
I told you we decided, right? If it wasn't for medicine, it would have been either. I would have been an architect. I mean, I'm a biomedical. I did my biomedical.
Why did I even put this? I'm like, it was covered in the previous one.
Yeah, I'm guessing
shitty notes here. Anyways, okay, the future.
What would you do? What would you, well, as in like, what are your plans? Any plans?
No, in that sense, we are medicine related futures.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, what are you into, like, in the terms of fields?
BDSM.
That is a medical field, trust me. There will be a lot of doctors out there.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I have no idea. I don't know what I want to do, as in maybe in a couple of years, and maybe next year, this time next year we do a podcast, maybe we have an idea of what's going on.
Exactly.
But currently I don't know, because the thing is, I feel like I need to experience everything.
True. All the rest, like, of the special, taste of everything, yeah, like, taste of everything,
and then decide. And I also think it's a bit early. It's a bit like when you're 17, 18, you're making your career choice for the rest of your life. It's a bit like that. I'm a bit early.
Okay, I get it, yeah.
So give me some time and hopefully I can understand. So, but one day, I mean, still want to be a film actor.
Oh.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe you can, like, combine.
Once I get my, once I'm a consultant or something, I'll be like, bitches in the movie. I don't know. I really wanted to do film. So hopefully.
I mean, you can. If you marriage medicine with film, what do you get?
No, I mean, you can still get
Osmosis. Osmosis, yeah. I mean, Osmosis is like a medical
YouTube channel.
So,
but
I mean,
the thing is, the film as in, like, in movies and stuff. Let's see what the future holds.
Exactly.
That's one of my passions.
We all have plans before this year. And
yeah. Back. Corona. But what about you, Joe?
I don't know. I mean, medical related, but. Yeah, I found my love, in the sense that I still have to search for her or him.
Him.
Which medical field is him? I don't think. I think urology is more him. Yeah.
I
don't think so. I'll go urology.
I thought you were talking about, like, you know, find my love as in love.
Oh, no, no.
I was
no.
like, oh, hell. I mean, I have nothing against gay people, but yeah. Oh, hell.
True.
No, I'm sorry. But yeah, finding. It's true. It's. I feel like it's, we're all the same.
For now, I mean, I'm kind of into hormones.
Oh, like endocrinology.
Endocrinology,
stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For all the non-medical people. You know? Yeah. For endocrinology is cool. I'll be touching up your throat. And do they touch breasts? I don't know.
Touch breasts.
Sorry. Examine breasts. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even going to get my license if I speak like this. But, that's it. I think it's time, right? How long has it been?
It's been
an hour.
It's been a while.
I think we have to, like, cut it down, otherwise people will
be like crazy.
Take down to the streets.
I think it's a good topic to realize. I mean, the next we can maybe cover on the consequent podcast.
We are in works with our saga thingy about the conspiracy
saga.
But it's a project in the making, so it might take some time. Until then, you'll hear us, and we'll try to keep Corona in the shadows for now, because
it lurks literally in the shadows.
True.
But
because the moment it comes out in the sun, boom.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all from me, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Yep.
Ciao.
Me too. Ciao.